Kyle, what a lovely show that was.
Oh, I can breathe again.
Were you really holding your breath?
Yeah, I was.
So this is the start to the refresh
of
the Patreon shows. And now every show's an after show. So we have to spicing up the titles a little bit. And that said, Kyle, what a great show that was.
Great show.
We had to redo the intro because I did a real bad job.
Yeah, I almost wanted to reference Lara Croft taking on vaults in Borderlands, but I realize that creates a time travel paradox that I don't want to try to explain.
You're right. You're totally right. So people in the future that did not get to listen to this.
Hey, future Kyle, don't bring it up.
Yeah, there were some things in my head. I'm like, don't bring up this because we already talked about it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yin and yang. And Kyle, before we get into like the nostalgia, because this is retro radio, I do just want to say, may the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Obi-Wan
Trek. Last Jedi is a great, great movie.
It's a good, I mean, you say it is.
It's the best one.
So no, if you like it, you like it. I know
you're not gonna shit on me. Yeah, Obi-Wan trailer I have not watched yet.
So I thought of you. You want to know why?
Why?
You know when you're like, I saw this thing and I cried. Like, yeah. I got emotional.
Yeah.
Kyle, I swear to God, I saw that trailer and you should see, like, I really should one day you guys get to, like, I should record it just so that you guys see my legitimate reactions.
Uh-huh.
I was a child again, dude, for a good minute and 35 seconds, and I had a tear.
You're tearing up right now just thinking about it.
It's so beautiful.
So wait, where do I come into this equation?
Well, then I thought of you. I'm like, this is a Kyle Mo. I just had something so pure. Oh.
Yeah, you know? Sweet.
So I'm like, oh man, this isn't what this guy feels like. This is great. Oh man, this thing. It's so good.
It's very cool.
I didn't see
the trailer itself, but I did see Kumail is in it.
Yes, Kumail Nanjiani.
And I'm very excited about that.
I did not know when I saw him. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because like I was watching The Eternals.
I haven't watched it yet.
You don't need to. It is.
I'm going to.
All right. Go with God. Because in the first half, you're like, all right. Okay. It's not like great, but it's good. Mm-hmm. And then like it just meanders for like an hour. And to the one point that we got, I'm like, oh, this has to be the end. We have 50 minutes left.
Ooh. Okay.
And I just turned to my friend Amy. I was like, we could stop. And she's like, okay, thank God. it should have been a show. Should have been a show. There's no reason why that was a movie. And a lot of weird stuff. Like they still don't really explain why they didn't try to stop Thanos. Because like even like their whole plan, it's like, yeah, I think you would want to stop Thanos. Because this halts a certain thing from happening. Mm. So I feel like you're not doing a great job of why you're here. What's that thing? Anyway, at least Moon Knight's great. Star Wars is amazing. Kenobi. Yeah.
We get Doctor Strange this week.
Oh, chef's kiss everywhere. Don't you goddamn spoil it. Stay off.
I never will.
Not anybody in the after show that they think they could say a good thing or two. Don't you dare spoil it. Because I'm excited. Friday, 4:30 for me.
Thursday, 6:30 p.m.
So jealous.
Yeah.
So jealous. Oh, goodness gracious. That said, let's get into the nostalgia. Yeah. Let's get into the radio, the retro portion of the show.
What are we jumping back in time to talk about?
Well, Nagachaka. Writes in. Question for the after show. When do you guys think it's warm enough to fire up the grill outside to barbecue? Last weekend, it was 15 degrees, so I was tempted. Here in the States, Nagachaka, you're freezing. But I was tempted. But the laziness got to me, and I had takeout instead. Fair enough. Takeout's good. Now, when you say takeout, because takeout can mean, like, when I think of takeout, it's Chinese food.
It can mean anything for me. Yeah, Chinese is part of it, but, like, Nobody delivers to my house.
All right, you have that problem.
So I have to go and take it out.
Yeah, I feel like takeout food over here would be Chinese food or halal.
Or pizza, right? Do you consider pizza takeout?
Huh. Audience, let us know.
Pizza, yeah, I do.
But I feel like pizza is so renowned. Like, you'd be like, I'm ordering a pizza.
Sure. You don't refer it to takeout. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, do you want to order pizza?
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Domino's. The family share from Pizza Hut. Which every time that commercial plays, my best friend Amy, she's just like, we should get that. It's breadsticks and CineSticks. It's a great deal. It's a great value.
Shout out to the stuffed crust.
Real talk, why has anybody, I think Papa John's now has it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, but he said the N-word, so we can't go over there anymore.
Now Shaq, I think, owns Papa John's.
Does he really?
I think he owns a huge part
of it. No way. I love Papa John's. This is Shaq. I own many of them.
Much like you can't stop thinking about the Grant Gustin Flash memes, I can't stop thinking about the Shaq meme where his face morphs as he's going, whoa, and his eyes get big, and the Gold Bond commercial thing.
I'm always thinking about him with the cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rubbing his shoulders. Oh, we're buffoons.
Yeah, Shaq is a part of the board of directors.
No way. Did he take over? Because I think he's now the spokesperson.
Yes. He also has a Shaq-a-roni pizza, which is an extra large pizza covered with extra pepperoni and extra cheese.
That's the most Shaq thing to do. I want a specialty pizza. Oh, okay, Shaq, what would you like? Like, you want like anchovies or like something crazy? I like pepperoni pizza. Okay.
I also like cheese.
But I'm lactose intolerant. It makes me fart. But I want extra cheese because I'm a man. And extra pepperoni. So what you're just ordering is a pizza, extra cheese, extra pepperonis. Yeah, but call it the Shaq-a-roni. And then like he said it and he told the poor intern, write that down. It's a genius.
Really quickly though, Joe, how are we?
Yeah.
What's the nostalgic part of Nagachaka's question? What are we getting into?
Well, okay, great. Thank you for getting me back on track. Yeah. I'm having fun.
Oh, I am too. I'm just very curious how you're going to tie this in.
Well, I want to talk about barbecues.
Oh,
I want to talk about the great outdoors, dude.
Sure. Yeah. I hate it.
Do you hate barbecues?
No, not really. Not really. Like, when I think about my past with barbecues, it sounds really bad.
sounds awful.
Like something really bad happened.
Yeah, this is a TLC documentary.
Most of the barbecues that I went to prior to my grandparents passing, we would always go to their house, which is in front of my house. Those were great. But now my aunt and uncle, who we don't get along with, took over that house. And after they passed, they would still do barbecues and stuff. And I would go, we would go walk over. And sure, they were fun for a little bit because they had a pool. The pool was nice.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I just didn't get along with any of the family friends that were there. And it turned into me babysitting the other kids.
Oof.
And like playing with them and whatnot. And I was
pushing them in
like,
the pool, calling them stupid.
Yeah, we would have like wrestling matches in the pool and whatnot, and I would always kick their ass.
I was gonna say, just drown them just enough so that he makes a point.
Never.
All right.
Never.
Gotta show how you're dominant, some way or the other. Yeah. You see, when the arm flails 3 to 4 times, that's when you let go. Like that's what you just because the panic set in. You have displayed your dominance.
You may lift him up. sadistic man over here. When I think of barbecues, I don't have a great memory of them.
Yeah.
Also, being a picky eater, I would just have like hot dogs or burgers or chicken, and that's really it.
I mean, but like that's, you got it. You're in heaven.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're done well, right? Like, I don't like a charred burger.
Okay. Now we're getting into it.
Right? Like, I don't want a crunchy ass burger.
So are you in control of the barbecue?
Oh, no, I have never barbecued myself in my entire life.
No.
Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
I have stood by the grill and told friends what I think they should do, but I have not once lifted up a spatula to flip any sort of burger.
That's fair.
There was one time a friend did a barbecue at her house, and we were in college.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, how long do you keep the burgers before you flip them?" I was like, "I don't know. Just try it out." And I left her to her own devices, and she brought them back thinking they were done.
Oh, Joe, God.
The insides were pure pink.
Oh,
like,
God.
Not even cooked a little bit. It's like, how long did you keep them on? She was like, "Oh, like 2 minutes aside."
No.
What are you doing?
No.
I even know that's wrong.
Yeah. Something's wrong here. That's funny, because I'll be like, yeah, no, like, leave the grown-ups to do that. And they're like, Joe, yeah. You are 30.
Yeah, no.
But like, you know,
I still sit at the kiddie table during Thanksgiving. That's my life.
Yeah. For me, I too do not handle the barbecue.
No.
But I
don't understand how people can grill a steak.
I honestly,
that's way too much pressure.
And I get it. Like, you're supposed to use like a thermometer that like shoots a beam.
Here's my stupid brain.
Yeah.
What if the thermometer goes all the way through and touches the hot metal part?
Yes.
And you're getting a not correct reading.
Yes.
And then you eat it and you get violently ill.
That's what I always think too.
Am I wrong here? Are we wrong here?
I don't think
are we all, oh my God. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah, no,
but I will
say, that's why I'm not a cook.
I will say something that can never go wrong.
What's that?
Good corn on the cob.
Oh yeah. Dude. Yes. Chef's kiss.
Good. We have a local, it's a farm stand, Kyle. It's not that hard to think of a farm stand. But their corn is like really sweet.
Okay.
And it's just delicious. If you get a good batch of corn and a nice little, just some butter.
Yeah.
That's all you really need.
Yeah. It's simple and easy.
It's so good.
So for me, I love corn too. Corn is like the jam. Or as the kids say, it's the tits, dude.
It's lit, yo.
Yo. Kids are like, we don't call things the tits, man.
Let me see if there's an NFT of just corn.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy it right now.
Yeah, please. Oh my God. NFTs
corn
are so exciting.
NFT.
Corn
and friends.
Jesus, there is one, huh?
Yeah, it's actually like cartoon characters called Corn and Friends, not actual corn.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Anyway, I'm not in charge of the barbecue, but I act like I'm a good supervisor to the barbecue. Because they'll be like, Joe, what do you want? And I'll be like, okay, so here's what I want. I want a burger, but not charred. I don't like charred.
No.
Don't. I need a little bit of pink in there. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
You need a nice juicy burger.
Because at the end of the day, if it's a charred burger, it is not juicy.
No.
It's probably dry as hell.
It's dry as shit, and it sucks.
Yeah.
But like when you're getting it from like frozen, it's always going to be that way anyway. But nonetheless, throw that down. Then here's what I like to do. And here's the thing. I'm the trendsetter in this family. Always have been. Always will be. I set the stage of everyone, we're putting eggs on the burgers.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, man. I think they call it like a morning burger or something like that.
Okay.
It's like, so you take a sunny side up egg, right after you put the cheese on the burger, you put the sunny side up egg on, and then don't smush it. Don't do that. Don't do it. Not yet. Rest it on the table for a good second or two.
Wait, you're putting a fried egg on a table?
I mean, like, on the burger.
Oh, okay.
Like, then you put the burger on.
Just take it from the pan.
No.
Put it straight on a table.
No.
No plate or anything.
We just like to eat with our hands.
Yeah.
When you're here, it's a tournament, whatever. Medieval times. But yeah, so I'll you smush it, and then you just get the ample amount of yolk, and then there's a little ketchup on the side, and you have it there, and it's delicious. It's delicious. But Kyle, I also like another type of burger more than a regular burger. You want to know what I like?
Oh, what do you like?
Ever tried a turkey burger?
I never have. I feel like I would love it, though.
Oh, my God. Changes your life completely.
Like, shout out to turkey bacon. I love turkey bacon.
In this family, outlawed.
Really?
Only regular bacon.
Oh, turkey bacon's pretty good.
Turkey bacon's awesome. Again, it's the tits. It's great. It's awesome, dude. I love turkey bacon. But yeah, I'm the only one that eats it. Everybody thinks it's reviled. It's like, well, get out of here. But I love a good turkey burger. What's something that you love on the barbecue? I want to know.
There is something that I love that doesn't get made enough.
Tell me.
And yeah, you're probably listening to this. Well, Kyle, just make it yourself. No, we established. I don't do that.
We established this. We let the grown-ups do that.
Exactly. give me a good rack of ribs.
Oh, ribs are hard.
I love ribs. Mm-hmm. But my parents don't make them because it's incredibly difficult and messy.
Yeah.
But I love a good rib.
So we actually got a smoker. So here's the secret in my family. No one likes to cook but my brother. And my dad actually is a really good cook. He makes a hella good paella. Like almost as good as my grandpa used to make. That being said, my brother's a cook. So we just give him the utensils, everything he needs. So one day my brother's like, I really want a smoker. Like, I want to smoke steak. I want to smoke ribs. Like, I really want to make prime rib on this. And my dad just straight up, he's like, how much do you need? He's like, well, we could ship in a couple $100 here, and we could get, like, this kick-ass Traeger that's, like, $1,000. My dad's like, here.
Whoa.
Because that's, like, my dad doesn't say it to my brother, but, like, my dad loves my brother's cooking.
Oh, sweet.
So, like, he's just like, just make it, don't bother me, and make me delicious food.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, like, real talk, it's awesome. We have, like, this, also, we have, like, a blacktop grill. That again, my father was just like, so like, what would you like? My brother's like, yeah, flat top grill. We can make burgers on that. We can cook up like eggs. Like we can literally barbecue breakfast. And my dad's like, say no more, fam. You're making me breakfast in the summers. So like, yeah, we have like a smoker unit that like is controlled with like via an app on your phone.
Wow.
Humble brag.
I know.
We're practically rich. we're like one Tesla away from like buying a Twitter. So, oh man, that son of a gun. So, we have a smoker, and we like my brother. The only thing that he's hit or miss on is ribs, because even that is super difficult. Because like, it depends on the meat, the thickness of it, the temperature, how long it is. Like, you just miss it by a degree or by a minute, that thing's ruined.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's an all-day event. So, like, you work so hard, and then it could just come out like shit.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts my soul.
Oh, man, yeah.
Just speaking about it.
There's also a thing, at least for me, when it comes to ribs, too much sauce is bad.
Yes, you don't want...
You want the perfect amount.
Which is still a lot.
Yes, but there comes a point where, like, some ribs I've had where there's very little meat on the bones.
Yeah.
But there's also more sauce than meat than bone.
Yeah.
And that's too much.
Like, you want it to be messy, but you don't want to be messy.
I don't want to go through an entire roll of paper towels.
Exactly. You want to go through about two or three.
Yes.
Yeah. I like your rib game. Okay. When you're not barbecuing, where's the perfect place to get a rib? This is a trick question because I know the answer.
So, like, I fall into the camp pretty boring. Like, when I go out to eat, I usually get the same thing. So, I rarely, if I'm at a Applebee's, get, like, the baby back ribs or whatever.
Yeah.
I always get a burger or mozzarella sticks and whatnot.
Same.
But, like, I think the last time I've had ribs at a place was Dinosaur Barbecue, and they were really delicious.
Dinosaur Barbecue. Okay.
Yeah.
Next year, when PAX is okay, have you ever been to a 99?
I've never been to a 99.
Oh, Kyle, you're about to find the fuck out.
What is the 99?
99 is a chain restaurant in the New England area. Okay. And they have some bomb ass ribs. It's actually the place that I fell in love with the rib was in 99. Hmm. And I had a whole rack of ribs. And actually last time I was at PAX, I ordered it from room service.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Did you?
Uh-huh.
Well, when you room with Mike and I?
Oh, maybe it was no, year before then. Sorry, I lied. Okay. Yeah.
Cuz I'm looking right now, they have a short rib mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Ooh. Boy.
I'm telling you. Universal All healthcare right. is not the only reason you go to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
also go for the 99 so that you can have the heart attack to have the operation.
It all makes sense. Again, synergy.
Synergy.
Public health. I have a question for you about barbecues.
Okay.
A good barbecue is, I think, tested on or graded on a couple of factors.
All right.
One is the comfort of like where you're sitting. Is it comfortable? Two is, yeah, the food game for sure.
Absolutely.
But number important. Three, what's in the cooler? Oh. What am I opening up the cooler and grabbing and digging throughout the ice cubes to quench my thirst on this hot day to go along with my food?
Here's the thing. We're a Puerto Rican family.
Uh-huh.
All right? We're Puerto Rican Spaniard family.
Uh-huh.
The Spaniard side has picked their side. That is Coca-Cola.
Okay.
A Coke product.
You cannot go wrong with a Coke.
But the Puerto Ricans, which now, we need to change our word. Because Puerto Ricans, we sound, like it sounds bad. It's like, oh, the Puerto Ricans next door. It's like, uh-oh. The Puerto Ricans have drawn their line in the sand. Pepsi.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'd say, how fucking dare you bring Pepsi to a barbecue?
Uh-huh.
Unless you don't care about your guests. Because Pepsi's, unless it's Diet Pepsi, which here's Sean Capri's going to like twist a nip. Diet Pepsi's better than Diet Coke.
I don't drink the diet, so I don't know.
And it's not even close. But regular Coke, 110%.
Okay.
110%.
See, I just appreciate the Pepsi line because it's Mountain Dew. That's the only thing from them that I appreciate.
Yeah. But like even then, like you're drinking it and I'm like, I think I'm trash.
Although I do prefer cherry Pepsi to cherry Coke.
No.
Mm-mm. I know, I'm probably in the minority there.
Yep. Trash. Trashy person here. Here's the thing. You can't get better than a cherry Coke at Wendy's, but every other Coke you go to, like, you go to McDonald's for it. Like, I understand why, you know, Sean's out in those
Sorry, lines. What fast food places do you have that you can get a cherry Coke at?
Wendy's. Wendy's.
I can't at mine.
Well, demand better, Kyle.
Oh, go, wow. Hey,
the New Jersey Wendy's has cherry Coke, and it's the tits.
What's your problem? I want my tits. I want my cherry Coke. That's right.
You son of a gun.
Oh, God. I can't believe I just said out loud, I want my tits.
The tits now.
I'm an orange soda and a Sunkist yes. guy at a barbecue.
That's where, okay. Sunkist, we're getting crazy. Let me just make
Excuse
sure.
Excuse me? That's the line in the sand you draw, Sunkist? Are you about to bring the Fanta bullshit into this?
Yeah, and I call
Fanta's
it
awful.
I call it Fanta.
I hate it.
I remember having a very argument. You know the well, stop. You know that little video that goes around every once in a while of like the two guys getting really passionate about
The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. I love that video so much.
Bro,
the Wicked Witch of the West, bro.
Get your head
you
out of
here.
You think
she just came down in a bubble dog? And the other guy secretly pulls out a pocket knife, a switchblade?
Because we got, because people laughed at me because they're like, it's Fanta. And I said something along the lines of, It's Fanta, yelling this in a CVS. It's Fanta, Fanta, don't you wanta? It's not a, a Fanta, Fanta. I don't live in fucking Atlanta. Very particular.
God. That's like the Target and Target or Marshall and Marshalls.
Because I'm like, the Enya is the leaf, you idiots. It's the leaf. It's the accent. I'm just trying to make... Okay. Fanta is a Coca-Cola company. So, yeah. We're getting Fanta, Sprite. If I have been very persuasive, we also got Purple Fanta. We got Grape.
Okay.
We got Grape. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. There always seem to be, at least at my family barbecues, there would also be like one coveted like cream soda at the bottom. Ooh. Only one can of it. And I would, my mission would be to find it for my mom and hide it. Because that's like one of her favorites. So like, Kyle, you have to get it and run back to our house and put it in our fridge because that's mine.
All right. Cream soda, huh?
I also developed my love for peach Snapple at a barbecue.
Oh, Snapple's definitely in the, that's in the cooler as well. Mm-hmm. So you got your teas, Snapple being one of them, which... Snapple, what the fuck happened, guys?
What do you mean?
Not
the glass bottles. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
They're trying to be environmentally friendly.
But you replace it with plastic.
Recycled plastic.
Give me the glass. I can break that shit. I can break it into molecules. This plastic, I'm not buying it. And like, you don't get the...
Yeah, you don't get the pop anymore. You don't get
the pop.
Yeah.
You took away 90% of what makes Snapple great. You take away the... And it's not Snapple anymore. It's just some other fucking tea.
Actually, now that you mention... Oh, no, okay. I was about to say, do they still have the facts on the, under the cap? But yeah, they do.
They do?
They do.
God knows this cancel culture takes... takes my Snapple facts away from me, you know?
So we've got the barbecue main course.
Yes.
We all love corn. That's the only side we need. I don't need potato salad or anything.
Right.
We got our drinks.
We have potato salad. It is strictly, though, for my father.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's always potato salad.
He's going to gorge himself with potato salad. It will be disgusting.
Ugh, yeah. No, thank you. Too much mayo.
Yeah.
We got our drinks settled. Mm-hmm. What are we ending the night with? We ending it with an ice pop? Some ice cream?
Well, okay. We missed a section here. What are we putting on the grill besides the hamburgers?
And the hot dogs?
Is that it? We're not putting any schnitzel in there? You're Polish. No. You gotta put a schnitzel in there, my man.
No. Kielbasa is for Easter and Easter only.
So no sausage?
No.
Ooh. All right, that's a basic
there might have been
barbecue.
There might have been some sausage and peppers for other people,
right?
But it's never. Oh. That's not like our family thing.
My pops makes also banging sausage and peppers. Mm. Okay, no, we're putting a sausage or two on there. It's not the whole big thing. When I'm making it, it's like it's almost like right next to like the turkey burger. Yeah. It's like only two people ordered this.
Yeah. I mean, when my grandfather would do barbecues, my poppy, as we would call him, he would do a big old fire pit with giant racks and do like 50 chicken breasts like at a time.
Oh, shit.
Like marinated and stuff. That was delicious.
Let me guess. He learned that shit from the old country?
Probably.
That's fucking cool, right?
Yeah, dude. We have a dirt driveway, so they didn't like that's where it would be in the middle of our dirt driveway.
And he's like, just like
two fire pits and just flip them over. And
this reminds me of Warsaw. This is great, you know.
It's great. Although he wasn't Polish.
Oh, he wasn't?
Grandmother was.
What?
He was I think Irish and something.
Oh, okay.
But it's still delicious. It was fantastic. Fine.
What's the capital of Ireland?
Dublin?
Right, no. Dublin. No, it's Dublin. Hey, laddie. This reminds me of back in Dublin, eh? Don't you know? My grandpa.
Don't you know?
My grandpa, he would grill like a son of a gun as well. But like, my grandpa's place. This is reverse talk. My grandpa's place was the kitchen. Like, he loved paella, making paella, making rice. Like, that was his jam. And, like, my grandma would actually just be his helper.
Wow.
Like, she would just be like, okay, you need this? Cool. He's like, I need this. And then she's like, you need this? Honey, I guess. But, like, he's like a goddamn chemist.
He's focused. He's in the zone.
He legitimately, Kyle, made the best paella I have ever had in my life and will ever have.
Wow.
The recipe died with him.
Oh, jeez.
My father, every other weekend, has tried to replicate the formula. Can't do it.
Has he come close?
He's come close once or twice, but there is a consistency with the rice that I've never experienced anywhere, where it's like, it's wet, like rice should be, but it's not sticky. Like, it's individual grains. It's not mucking together. Like, it is perfect. And he got it from the old country. Nice. From Oviedo, though.
Nice.
Don't you know? Yeah.
Don't you know? I missed something I wanted to ask you about barbecue and food specifically. Yeah, the sides, potato salad, whatever. Barbecues also need some chips, right?
Oh, fuck yes.
What kind of household are you? Are you a Ruffles? Are you a Wise chip household?
Are you a goddamn Lay's?
Yeah.
Kyle, we choose chaos.
Oh, are you going cheese doodles? Because I approve.
We're going Cape Cod potato chip because we just don't know. Because we don't know any better.
I mean, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Probably the only good thing that comes out of Cape Cod.
Sure.
Other than P-Town. Right? P-Town's great. Other than that.
What is P-Town?
Okay. Oh, dude. P-Town's great. I love. So, first off.
Is this another restaurant?
No. So, Cape Cod's pretty fucking boring. I've gone there several times. And P-Town is two things. One, it's one of the oldest settlements in New England. So you actually have this huge guard tower that, like, also, like, acted like as a lighthouse for back in the day that you could
travel. Oh, is that like the logo of Cape Cod that's on the chips?
Let me see. No, you can see those are Cape Cod. Also using goddamn.
Because is it not a lighthouse?
It's a lighthouse. Logo? Okay. Yeah, I've been to that lighthouse though. It's actually pretty small.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, like. So P-Town is the second, and I mean this, is the second gayest area in the United States. Like, densely populated gay folks live there. It's kind of like the East Coast version of San Francisco, the Castro district.
Okay.
So, like, it's so cool because you get, like, you know, Cape, it's beautiful, you get these beaches, but then all of a sudden you're met with this dune of just sand. And it feels like you're in a desert until all of a sudden you just get this small little mecca, this small little oasis, and it's just colorful. It's colors everywhere.
I love it.
It's awesome as all hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome folks, awesome accepting folks over there. We brought our 80-year-old grandpa from Spain, who, you know, it was mid-2000s, guys. Let's just say he wasn't up to date.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, he's 80 years old. He doesn't get it. But so he
was still using Yahoo.
He was still using Yahoo. God damn it. He was on Ask Jeeves. That's how we date him. This motherfucker's using the Yellow Pages.
He's 300 hours into his free 500 hours of AOL online. 100%.
That's a good one. That's the best one. So, like, he didn't get that, like, this was a super gay community. So he's just, like, walking around, and he's bewildered because it's slowly coming to him that most people here are gay. Yeah. Like, and it reaches to, it gets to him at the part where, like, he sees two men with, like, angel wings, like, shirtless men with angel wings attached to them. and they're holding hands, and my grandpa looks peculiar, and then they kiss, and then my grandpa looks at them, only like an old man could do. I'm sad this isn't a video thing. He looks at them, he's just like, he goes to me like,
like one eyebrow raised.
Yeah, one eyebrow. Yeah. I'm kind of like, did you just?
And then you like, see that?
And then you have the eureka moment. He's like, oh, this makes all the sense in the world. Hilarious. Oh my God. Miss that man. Ugh.
The Cape Cod chips, pretty delicious.
Fun fact too, when he was over, he only wanted to eat burgers and like barbecue because burgers suck apparently in Europe.
Oh, really?
Meat's different over there. Yeah.
That's fair.
So
probably way more healthy over there.
Way more, actually.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's how we made it revert back to barbecues.
I think we went with the Ruffles.
Okay.
Or sour cream and onion specifically. Love a good sour cream and onion ruffle. Or cheese doodle. Like, I wasn't joking. Cheese doodles are a staple at any barbecue.
Yes, you have to. Cheese doodles is a must. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody gets a basic glaze, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're too thin.
There was also a time, and I'm dating myself, you probably don't remember this. Do you remember the Wow chips that Lay's put out?
I think I do.
And they had a thing in it. I think it was called Alestra or something. But it basically made you have diarrhea. No way. And they stopped putting them out there. But there was a time where that's what my family got. And it was not a good time at barbecues.
So everybody's like, why are we shitting our pants?
Exactly. And find out. It only lasted, I think, like 6 months or something.
Oh, God.
Because they were like, why are we shitting our pants so much?
Oh, that makes it. So here, okay, here's the staple. You have to have the cheesy poof, right?
Yeah.
Doritos, we've made this. It is part of the show's DNA. You're getting Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, yeah, Doritos for sure. Both of them.
Yeah. And you want to bring out both nacho cheese and Cool Ranch to weed out the wheat from the chaff. Who's going to end up being a basic bitch nacho cheese? Who's going to be the special one that chooses Cool Ranch? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The truest potential is unlocked.
I'm just looking up the Wow chips.
Yeah, I remember these.
In 1998, they introduced them. It's Olestra. While it provides the satisfaction of tasting just like fat, its molecules were too large to be digested by the body, passing directly through the digestive tract unabsorbed. Sadly, the result was similar to that of a laxative, stomach cramps, and diarrhea. It lasted 4 years, and then they quietly renamed them Light. Lay's Light. And still had Olestra, and then they just ended it.
It's also the kettle chips. There's like an awesome like barbecue chip that Lay's makes.
Yes.
And that's pretty much the only one you should eat from them is the barbecue chip.
No, give me the cheddar and sour cream.
Sour cream, I'll agree with that one. But again, Lay's is deceptive, man.
Oh, too thin. Yeah, there's some good. Yeah. Oh, no. Again, that's why I get Ruffles.
Yeah.
A little bit on the thicker side.
Ruffles, you get. Yeah, you get the cheddar sour cream. Also, this is not, you don't get it for the barbecue. This is for you. This is a snack time for you. Yeah. Sun chips, cheddar.
Oh, I don't think I've eaten a lot of sun chips. Sun chips.
Sun chips, the cheddar version. Ooh, that's nice. I like a good thick chip. Don't give me this wavy shit. Don't give me
that's
any.
That's fair. That's fair.
I told you right out of this car.
Yeah.
Oh, fries. Are we doing fries?
Not really at a barbecue.
Yeah, I agree.
Someone's rich enough to just get a bunch of McDonald's fries and bring them over.
My brother, he would like make them in the oven, but like always 20 minutes late after like everything else is already made.
So that's the problem with French fries. They take too long in the oven.
Yeah.
If you have an air fryer, which we do, it's a little bit more manageable.
Humble brag.
You know.
We may not have the app phone thing, but we have this. No, we make
do. We have an air fryer. Yes. Which, disgusting story about the air fryer, our last one. I went to go make mozzarella sticks one day because I was hungry.
Mamma mia.
And I opened it up, and my sister forgot to clean it and forgot to take all the french fries out. And it was there for like maybe a week and a half.
Oh, no.
Inside was just mold.
So you threw the whole thing out.
You would think so. It got scrubbed pretty clean because my mom would not throw it out. But what did I do? I went and bought a new one anyway and threw it out.
Fair. I
would not eat from that thing until I knew there was a new one.
I had an awesome Master Chief mug. I left it out for a few days because it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Mold. And I was like, all right, we're throwing this out. My mom's like, oh, just wash it. But like, I still see a black streak. I'm like, yeah. I'm good. Don't trust it.
Yeah, you don't trust
it. I'm good. Don't need this in my life. Okay. Yeah. We're going to end the barbecue with
desserts. Are we doing ice pops? Are we doing ice cream? Are we doing a cake?
We're fat fucks. We're doing it all.
I mean, yes, there is a selection.
Yeah. You're getting, well, it depends on the party. If it's a birthday, we're doing cake.
Okay.
But we're also having ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's a summer day.
Absolutely.
If it's just a regular barbecue, mm-hmm. dessert is optional, but we do have something. So, like, yes. Probably ice pops is, like, we didn't forget anybody. We're bringing ice pops. We're bringing the red, white, and blue. Sure. God bless America. You know?
Hot take. I don't know if a lot of people like this.
What's that?
Give me a good rainbow sherbet. For dessert. I like me a good sherbet or a sorbet.
Yeah, I'll fuck with a sorbet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, my dad, like, he's like, give me a good Italian ice.
Oh,
like, he got offended. We went to Rita's without him. He's like, you went to Rita's without
Is that an Italian ice place?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, oh, nice. and Creamery, like a little chain. Very nice. And my father got legit pissed off. He's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I slave away. I got it, Dad. Please don't hit me. And he did. He had to lay down the law.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, ice pops, cake, a little domestic violence, and that makes for a great barbecue.
The end.
The end. Can I end on one note, though, Kyle?
Of course.
Can I give the audience a bonus? Because I know we're going to stay up late with this episode. But
yeah.
I went to a weed shop. This is where we get to the after show portion of the after show.
Oh, okay.
Weed is now legal in New Jersey. I'm not going to tell you who else. Toke up, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But it's pretty cool now. I want to tell you my experience.
The tits.
It's the tits. It really is the tits. I want to tell you my experience because it's crazy. First, I pull in. Because there's a line, because it just got legal like last week as a recording.
Yeah. Was it wrapping around the block?
Not too crazy. Because it's all, you do a lot of it on your phone.
Okay.
A police officer stops me. Like, he is checking everybody, like ID. And I'm like, this is, first off, so weird.
It's legal.
Because I'm going to an officer to buy my pot. Usually.
Okay. Like, so he was stationed there as part of the protocol.
Yeah, as part of the protocol.
Oh.
So okay. I'm like,
thought he was just parked there because he's like, oh, it's legal now. I don't have to find them. I'm just going to wait in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, also, they do it right now because it's a lot of it's cash because like you can only do it with debit or cash because there's a whole like legal stuff that they can't do. Mm-hmm. So like that's why the cop's also there so it doesn't get robbed.
Yeah.
Even like the really good, like, we were in a really good neighborhood when we ordered it. Like, it's cops up the wazoo. Because it's right off the highway. So anyway.
Yeah.
So, cop sees my ID, whatever. Order it off the app. You walk in. I swear to God, Kyle. This is... You ever been to an Apple store?
Yeah.
Okay. Take away all the iPads and replace it with weed.
Wow.
That is what... There's screens where you can order your weed. Like, like little touch screens with a concierge right next to you.
Do they have Apple geniuses, but just...
Yes.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. First off, you have Apple employee-looking motherfuckers at each station. talking you through the various strains and their effects. And then you have your genius bar, like the pre-order, like you, if you pre-order it, you go to one side of the genius bar. Oh, excuse me. If you did it, there's another, there's like a help desk for like people that like for the medical stuff. And like, they just talk you through it. Now, very expensive, but I will say, dare I say, worth it.
Okay.
Because my family, they're like, it's legal now, Joe. It's legal. Let's just all get high. So.
Oh, my God.
My mother, of whom, open secret, she's an alcoholic. We have told her not to do it because it's still a substance, so we don't want you to get hooked. Or yeah. Whatever. She took it without us. She really wanted to know. So she took it with her husband, Armando, my dad.
Yeah.
Who, he's taking it because he has really bad knees. So he's just like, yeah. I need it for the pain. I want it for anxiety. My brother just wants to try it to try it. My sister-in-law, she does it because she has a neurological disability. Mm-hmm. And it helps with her pain. And my brother... it's just a fucking narc. He didn't do it. And he's that annoying guy when you're high, pointing out the fact that you're high. And it's funny that you're high. It's like, Dan, everybody in this house, probably the dog's got secondhand, but you. So I spent the Saturday sharing a blunt with my dad.
Wow.
And he was smoking it, and we're just like all outside. And, I'm like, this is the father-son share a beer moment. This is the father-son catch a ball, you know? That I've waited for 30 plus years, and yeah. It's just with weed.
Wild.
Wild as all. And my dad's like, man, this is weak shit. I'm like, what?
All right,
Armando, Jesus Christ. And my mother, she's just like, I don't like it. I don't like this feeling. It makes me feel like I had a beer. I don't like this. I'm like, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you, you dum-dum. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And me, I just get very mellow and agreeable.
I've never done the weed.
I'm going to lace it. Next burger you eat. But I feel
No.
No, you'll know. You'll be like, this burger tastes like shit.
Yeah, sure.
But
that's the thing. Like, I was always scared to try being in teaching.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's not happening. Random drug tests in my town job always scared me.
Yeah. Oh, now that's why I feel Dan like didn't I have do a... it. Because Dan's going for the teaching thing. Continue, yeah. Sorry.
But now I feel it's a little bit more lax.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe I want to just try it once. Not smoking, though.
No.
I have asthma. It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, probably bad. Like, I have a vape every time I feel a little anxious. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have these gummies that are just the worst tasting thing you'll ever have. And that's to help me go sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah. So, like, I'm using weed to be old. I'm not doing it to have fun anymore. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And part of me, like, I'm driving. I'm like, this is expensive. There's no party I'm going to. Mm-hmm. So lady to impressive, like, look at, I got a marijuana, you know?
Yeah.
Doing this because my back hurts and I got carpal tunnel.
And I'm nervous and anxious all the time.
And hopefully this will help that. What? Kind of, sort of, not really? Shit. Anyway, guys, that has been the Retro Radio with a little bit of after show.
Yeah, sprinkled it.
Kyle, I love you, buddy.
Joe, love you too, bud.
I love doing the show with you. You know that?
Yeah, I do know that. And I don't know if it was part of the intro that we scrapped.
It was part of the intro we scrapped.
You refusing to say you love me back hurt my soul a little bit. I'm not going to lie. You know. So now that you say it, I'm good now. We're good.
With all that said, with all that out of the way, thank you all so much for being patrons and help support this show. And all that said, all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.